Oh, look, I'm very well. Or is that a lie? That's the sort of question you've got to answer with the unbelievable truth.
This is picking the truth from the lies. I mean, is that a game you play with friends at barbecues?
Well, I'm trained as a lawyer, so I spent many years practicing that, or more just being paid to tell lies, really. But yeah, it's that sort of thing. In fact, there's a few kind of, you know, home games that are based around this sort of principle, but this one's a little bit different in that you're not really trying to convince everyone that everything's true. It's more just about having a bit of fun with topics and telling porkies and then trying to sneak just the odd lie through.
Mate, you are famous for your little porky pies with the old chaser team at APEC in 2007. How nervous were you when you got so close to George W. Bush's hotel room?
Yeah, it was a stunt that went horribly right. It was a weird thing. We never expected to get that far, but when we did, it was kind of like eerily quiet. It didn't feel as dangerous as it actually was. You contrast that with another stunt I did once, which was in the middle of nowhere in like a rural region of Poland, but it was actually outside a CIA secret prison. Ooh. There was no one around, and I was absolutely crapping myself. So it's fair to say we've got a pretty bad judgment about where the real danger lies.
Do you have to play scissors, paper, rocks to work out who does what with the crazy shows that you do?
Well, when you find yourself in a really difficult situation, one of the thoughts which keeps occurring to you when you're doing chaser stuff is, well, I shouldn't have written this then, should I? Normally, if you're the person filming it, it was your stupid idea.
Hey, on the Unbelievable Truth tonight, lots of subjects on the show, from Vikings hygiene habits, Kitty Flanagan's frilly tennis panties, which I prefer sort of like tennis underwear. I'm not a fan of the word panties.
But... Oh, wait till you see Kitty's, though. They're magnificent. You'll love them.
Hold the phone. But your investigation into the origin of lightsabers, please, please, Julian, do not ruin the dream that they were invented in a galaxy far, far away.
Well, you see, one of my suggestions tonight is that the lightsaber was actually invented by an Australian man in Adelaide back in 1969, and that it's actually got a handy leaf blower function as well. So they're the sorts of very, very credible facts that I put forward in lightsabers. But yeah, look, there's a few little interesting facts about lightsabers. You might learn something for the first time ever on a Chaser show if you watch The Unbelievable Truth.
Jeez, if I hold my breath any longer, I might explode. Hey, you know what? Adelaideans, they've invented some pretty famous stuff, like the Stobie pole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Howard Florey was from Adelaide. He invented penicillin.
My God, you know more about Adelaide than I do. We'll have to have you on The Unbelievable Truth in a couple of weeks.
Get him on the show. He's like a walking dictionary.
The resume is in the mail, Julian.
Bring it on. I love it.